This is the dark side of the comics.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for December 4th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me, and hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. It's so funny, I was so dark, and you are so happy.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy. We're both fighting colds, so if yes. if we sound a little scratchy and a little...
That's why.
Flemmy. That's it. Did I ever have a character in the strip called Flemmy? That just sounds really familiar.
I don't recall one.
It seems like something we'd remember.
Yeah, you would think, but I wouldn't be surprised. You do like that word.
Phlegm?
Phlegm.
It's a fun word. Phlegm. Say it with me now, kids.
Phlegm.
Phlegm. Phlegm.
I'm okay. Living it. I don't need to say it.
Yeah, you are. Your voice sounded very Kathleen Turner-ish there. Try again.
I can't do that.
Twice?
Right.
Okay, so this week's Prickly City was it was a play on the Bo Bergdahl story, which apparently came and went really fast. The news cycle now is so ridiculously fast that I write the strip about 2.5 weeks ahead of time. By the time this premiered, that story was gone. And I don't think anyone really quite... You have to read the comments.
No one connected it to that at
all. Nobody connected it?
Not at all.
Wow. Okay, well...
The only connection that someone had gotten, some political thing, people were kind of a little confused, maybe, on some of the...
Okay.
But Brian said, does Dio's desertion mean that the public discourse has become so insane that it's no longer worthy of comment from the cynic? So he remembers that...
Oh, he
Dio
knows
who
Diogenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Oh, thank you for that. Yeah. Dio is named his full name is Diogenes. And he's named after the founder of the school of cynicism and philosophy in ancient Greece. And so I thought he was a good character. He's never quite caught on in my noggin. I'm bringing him back, obviously, yet again. But the whole story arc was designed to be two things. One, that he deserted because he got so tired of the discussion. If you remember, the setup was that. It was only one day setup. Mm-hmm. And then his desertion, which was really tied into Bo Bergdahl, which nobody got. But sometimes you can be too clever by half.
And you also, it was kind of more lighthearted.
Well.
And you took a serious subject.
Yeah, no one got shot in the head looking for him. Maybe I should have had that, because that's always good for a few laughs. No, I'm sorry, the Bergdahl thing. I mean, I can't tell you on my cartoons. I do editorial cartoons, of course, for the Chicago Tribune. And the cartoon I had done on that... As a man, obviously a soldier in a VA type hospital situation in a wheelchair, and someone's leaning in and says, "Did you hear Bo Bergdahl's going to walk?" Because he got off, and he's going to be. And so the irony. Oh, the irony. Anyway, good cartoon. But so this week he goes. Dio is then traded off, and different comic strips are holding him hostage and torturing him. First, of course, is Marmaduke, which I don't know why. I just that strip I've always taken off after it during the life of Prickly City.
Well, Pam Miner agrees. She says, this week has been fun to read. Dio is cute. The best one was with Marmaduke. And Carmen said, no one deserves that, Dio. My favorite because it is true. I wouldn't wish torture of any kind on any enemy.
Aw. Well, that's good. And neither would I, frankly. I think it's anti-American and anti-democratic. And so, now we have an administration that wants to bring it back. You know, it's like put the old band back together again. I just like the fact that he calls Marmaduke a monster. I don't know why that made me giggle. And then, of course, the next day we have Billy from Family Circus shooting him with a rubber arrow. And he's saying, stop saying not me. I can see you doing it. Because, you know, that little ghost, not me. I don't know. Pearls before swine. Stop before they pun again.
Right. People had some comments on that.
Oh, what'd they say?
RGC Viper. Prickly Putt plus Pearls. This looks like trouble. Actually, the hybrid comics are always fun. I've enjoyed this week of Prickly Hybrids, and today's is my favorite so far.
It was fun to do. I was on a panel at the Kenosha Cartoon Festival, and Stefan Pastis, the creator of Pearls Before Swine, was there. So it's kind of neat to bring those characters and incorporate them into Prickly City. And the next day we have La Cucaracha, which is not as well known a comic strip.
Right, because they did have some people ask, is like, what comic strip is this? It's not in my newspaper. I don't know what it is. And so someone, Kyle of La Calche, said, It's La Cucaracha comic. Doesn't matter. The racist scenario is horrible anyway. Stantis should be ashamed, but that's not going to happen. And then you got a comment on your Facebook from Lalo Alcaraz that says, love it. And guess who Lalo Alcaraz is?
Who is he, Janine?
He is the creator of La Cucaracha. So if he didn't have any problem with it, Kyle, you shouldn't either.
No, Kyle. Lalo is a good friend. I've known Lalo since he was literally a kid. I think I first met him when he was maybe 20, 21. And his career has just gone through the stratosphere lately. In fact, he is involved and was a consultant on the new Pixar film Coco. No word yet if he was fondled or hugged inappropriately by Lasseter, but we'll find out soon enough. Okay. And then Mary Worth. I don't know why. I just thought I had to put one of the soap opera strips. I don't even know if they're around anymore. Did anyone even comment on that one, Nate?
Yes. David Ricard said, Mary Worth would never stoop to something as gauche as physical threats. Given her tenth Dan Black Belt in Guilt Fu, she'd never have to. But yes, it's still around. It's written by two women now.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't know who it was written before, but it's been more updated, apparently.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't read it. I've never read the soap opera strips. They just never captured my imagination. Some of them are just beautiful, but even like the Steve Canyon or any of those, I just never grabbed me.
I used to read Mark Trail when I was a kid.
Did you?
Tell you, you know, nature things.
Like what? Do you remember any of them?
No, it was a long time ago. I don't remember.
Well, nature hasn't changed much since then, has it? Or
maybe, you know,
avoid
fire,
the T-Rexes.
Stuff like that. It would tell you something I like about a bear. Just different nature things that I do not recall offhand.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you remember it. I didn't. But you read every comic strip every day.
I did.
When we lived in Los Angeles, this is kind of, okay, here's my old man. This is the old man moment of it. When I was an old man, back in my day, we would get 2-3 newspapers a day.
Yes.
And you would read every comic strip.
I did.
Which I thought was amazing because I did not.
But I don't anymore.
No?
No.
How come?
I don't know. I haven't been reading them as much. I don't know why. Just
except for Perky City, of course, which is excellent. And Marmaduke and Family Circus and Pearls Before Swine, like Cucaracha, Mary Worth, and Marmaduke, right?
Of course.
Let's cover our bases here, sweetie.
Well, someone had some criticism here. Call Me Meg says, keep trying. Someday you'll find a truly funny strip to make yours appear funny by osmosis or something. I guess Stantis figured out that the real joke is that his guy won. Although someone said, hey.
Yeah,
you know,
what?
He didn't support him, but then she responded with, I don't think he would prefer Hillary.
No, I didn't. I didn't like either one of them.
Right.
And I was very, if she'd read the strip, who is this?
Call Me Meg.
Okay.
First time commenter as far as.
Okay, Meg. Well, this makes me angry only because people tend to comment on the strip without really having any kind of knowledge of the strip or me.
Well, you had other people who do read the strip because some of your regular commentators. Cheapskate Zero said, it is true that Stantis has said that he doesn't like Trump, but he consistently fails to call him out. And Coffee Cup said, he briefly mocked him in the strip, but someone must have called him and told him to knock it off or there would be tweets.
I draw him as a skunk.
Yes, and just last month, just in October, you did the Winslow wearing I'm with Stupid shirt and Carmen saying he looks very Secretary of State-ish, which of course means that Stupid is Trump. And in Halloween, they're both dressed as Trump and scared. And then there's a strip saying that Trump should have better things to do than tweet about the NFL. So that was 3 times in a month. I mean, you could do it every day, but...
Yeah, it's not that kind of strip. And
right.
There's going to be back and forth. And I'm not a Trump. I'm never a Trump Republican. And that's where I stand on this stuff. So, I mean, good Lord. Meg, I want you to keep commenting. I do. But I would also ask you if you'd please, you know, it's one button. You click it tick, 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 and you can go read other strips. The back of my strip and just go back a month or two. It won't take you very long and you'll see where I stand on stuff.
And you can dislike Trump and not like Hillary too.
Well, I didn't like either one
of them.
It's hard for me.
Like you have to like one or the other people think.
Yeah. And you know, you can say a pox on both their houses, which is exactly what I said. That's why I supported Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, the Libertarian candidates in 2016.
Well, there were a few people who wanted to know on a completely different subject.
Okay.
As how you were able to use these other comic strips. Real Alexander said it's not unusual for a cartoonist to borrow other comics character for a strip, but I don't know if it's covered by fair use, but I think cartoonists are usually good-natured about it. Is that what it is?
I think the syndicates, that's how... I should probably explain this. I should do this from time to time, how comic strips get in newspapers. We, the creators, create a comic strip. Let's say I create one called, let's call it Prickly City. And I walk over and I show it to syndicates. Now, the syndicates are the middleman or middle person that sell the strips to the newspapers. They actually have a sales force that goes to the newspapers, and the newspapers will look at Prickly City and say yes or no. They'll look at Pearls Before Swine or any of the others, and that's how the business works. So the syndicates control a lot of the rights. They've given a lot of them away in the last few years because creators finally wised up after 100 years. But who wrote this note? I'm sorry?
Real Alexander.
Okay, Real Alexander. Thank you for your comment, by the way. I just perceive it as fair use. It's a one-time use. It's for a joke. It's good-natured. I think the creators and the... in the syndicate would take great umbrage if I did the cartoon and it was just like, you know, Family Circus sucks.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing and it's just an abomination. Mine is so much better and smarter. Then I'd be a web cartoonist. But that's how that works, and that's how I think I got away with it. You have another comment you think we need
to? Yes, while most people enjoyed the series,
uh-oh,
Richard Campbell tweeted, "I love your strip and generally look forward to reading it every morning. However, this Dio thing you have going is a complete waste of space. Sorry, but I hope you end it very soon."
Well, I did.
And it is over now.
It was just only a week. And I really wanted to do it just because, firstly, I thought it was a good storyline. Again, nobody got it, the Bo Bergdahl tie-in. But I also thought it was just fun. I mean, I forget which cartoonist it was who said this, and it's a wonderful line, talking about political cartooning and talk about doing a political strip. And maybe it was Gary Trudeau, maybe not. But it was someone of that ilk. And they said, once in a while, you have to take your foot off their throat. And so I thought, you know, once in a while, let's just have fun and be whimsical. And, you know, I think the Sundays are much more whimsical than.
Right.
And that's intentional. I just want to take my foot off your throat for a day. I want to take it off my own. So that's it for the comments this week, right?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Thank you, Janine. And thank you for coming in, even though you're sick.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian Altimer, for being our producer. And thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for providing all the fancy equipment we use to make this thing. We sound like professionals.
Woo.
Woo. That's as much as she could muster. She's tired. But I want to thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. It means an awful lot to us. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please go to gocomics.com/Prickly City. And if you want, go ahead and click like. They may ask you to register. I know it's a pain in the rear, but if you do it, you can leave comments. You can click the click the favorite button and all the other stuff that we'd like you to click. I'm sorry this is pandering, but that's where we are. If you want to, you can also, at that point, you can also leave a comment, which we may read on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, go ahead and email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much. And we'll be talking to you real soon. But until then, we'll see you in the funny papers.